Welcome to Red Light, Green Light. This is Jen again from Cadence Coaching. I want to talk about fear as an invitation. Several years ago, I was exposed to this cool idea that there are two different kinds of fear. In the Hebrew language, there are two different words used to describe these two different kinds of fear that we really don't make a distinction between in our culture. Pachad and yirah. Pachad, spelled P-A-C-H-A-D, is the fear of something bad happening. It's the fear of crashing, falling, or being hurt. It's the fear of the boogeyman under the bed. Pachad is like a red light telling us to whoa. I call this red light fear. Its purpose is to keep you safe from harm. Yirah, spelled Y-I-R-A-H, is the fear of getting closer to who you're meant to be. It's the fear of inhabiting more space or possessing more power than you're accustomed to. Its purpose is to keep you from taking risks, hold you back from change, and keep you from growing. If you recognize it, though, you learn that yirah is really like a green light telling us to go. When I was first learning about this, I was just schooling the first few steps of passage on my young gelding. I noticed that some fear would come up. My heart would race, and there was something in me that wanted to hold back. I was not afraid of him or that something bad was going to happen, but there was still a little fear mixed in with the exhilaration. Because we experience red light and green light fear similarly, we tend not to recognize the difference. We put on the brakes in the face of yirah because we think those butterflies and that nervousness mean whoa. Once I'd identified this feeling I was getting in the passage as green light fear, I was able to embrace the power and step into it rather than let my body hold back. And it was so much fun. Where red light fear is a warning, green light fear should be treated as an invitation. You can think of it as the difference between fear and excitement, but it really goes a little deeper than that. Red light fear serves a really important purpose. It keeps you alive until, that is, you collect a bunch of it in your nervous system and then it starts to keep you from living. Green light fear might make it seem too risky to sign up for that show, to raise your rates, to ride through the scary end of the arena, or to have that tough conversation with your trainer. It might give you pause as your heart is racing in the start box or as you're turning down the center line. You have learned throughout your life to listen to fear, to let it guide you. But if you misinterpret green light fear, if you don't recognize it as an invitation forward, you could miss out on some of the juiciest experiences that your life has to offer you. You want to learn to take a breath, smile, and go in the face of green light fear. So how do we tell the difference? They both inspire butterflies, make your hands sweat, make your heart beat faster, and cause you to want to turn and run in the other direction. For us as riders, this is a particular challenge because every day we're involved in an activity that has inherent risk. We deal with a combination of green light and red light fear every day, and sometimes it can feel like a jumbled mess. Red light fear can be right and real. It can be telling you there is honest to goodness danger. Or it can be left over from trauma, from bad experiences, or simply from feeling the weight of increased responsibilities as you get older. It's super important to determine whether the red light fear you feel is real or not. Is it actually warning you of danger, or is it kicking in despite the fact that there is not a real threat? The first thing I'd like to ask you to do is get down and dirty with the truth. And I mean get down and dirty. Is there anything about what you are doing or about how you're riding that someone who loves you and is knowledgeable would say is unsafe and that you should not be doing? Let go of the, I should be able to do this, and I have to prove this to myself, and I don't give up on things, and I owe it to my horse. Get rid of all those tapes that run through your head. Look through the lens of a smart person who loves you. If there is anything about what you're doing in your riding that warrants real red light fear that you should really pay attention to, I'd like you to make a list right now of the things you need to do to stay safe. That list might include asking for help, putting your horse on the market, creating the infrastructure you need, talking to your trainer, whatever it is. And I'm really sorry for the tough love here, but safety has to be number one. There are so many beliefs and so much love that get in our way when it comes to making smart decisions about our safety as riders. If you're a trainer and you've worked with students who are mismatched with their horses, you know what I'm talking about. Letting go of a horse is letting go of a dream. It's letting go of a piece of yourself. But I'm telling you right now, if you want to get to the other side of your fear, you've got to be able to do it in a situation that has a reasonable degree of safety and predictability. So once you've determined that you've done everything you can to create safety, then you'll be ready to use all the tools and tackle the red light fear that lingers and keeps you from moving forward. This is what is so challenging for us as riders. It's a mix. Some of the fears we have are legit. We really cannot pretend that there are not inherent risks involved in riding, but we can take care of any dangers and then move through any unreasonable fears that are left over. Why do we do this thing? Why do we keep riding through fear instead of just taking up another hobby? Because, as a past performance project participant put it, the joy outweighs the fear. Think about green light fear. Where does it show up for you? Green light fear doesn't usually have to do with taking physical risks, but with emotional ones. It's when you're getting ready to enter the show ring sometimes. Sometimes it might be when you think about having that difficult conversation with someone important to you. It might be when you're thinking about making a big change in your life. It might be when you think about raising your rates or saying no when you usually say yes. Green light fear shows up as butterflies, nervousness, maybe even dread. But it's still a calling. There is some risk in front of you and something great on the other side. After any risk comes clarity. It's easy to get so caught up in what ifs and in imagining a negative outcome that we forget about what it is that we really, really want. When your awe shows up in your life, treat it as an invitation to leap, to jump, to passage, to gallop, to take whatever risks are between you and your dreams. You've got this. Have fun with it.